The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Say your car breaks down, like our daughter's car broke down. What do you do? Who do you call? I've got a little secret I'm going to tell you about. I had no idea. And I'm not selling you a product. I'm just informing you. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Who knew about AAA?
Oh, I did. I've been relying on AAA my whole life.
Thanks
never had
for
it.
Telling me, Anthony.
No, we got it. We got it about a year ago.
Oh, okay.
Never used it.
Yeah,
came in really handy yesterday.
Yeah, dude. Bro. It's I've never. Shout out to me and my mother and my grandmother. It's been us for a majority of our journey on this life. And AAA has saved me in a lot of situations.
I was gonna say, are you handy around the car? You're pretty good, right? Mm-hmm.
I could do everything I need to do. I could change a flat tire. I could jump start a car, and if I needed to, change my oil. But I don't want to do that.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's too much. So Ava Matic broke down on the freeway, and she called Auto and said, "What do I do?" And I said, "Hey, call AAA."
There it is.
And they came and they towed her. I didn't know about this. I've been stranded on the sides of roads my entire life and had no idea about this miracle company.
I mean, you get what you pay for, and we pay a lot of money for it. So
it's really not that much. And I'm not even doing an endorsement. This is not an endorsement. I'm just telling
you're
you.
It's new, right? It's a newfound world you, for you.
There's like levels. Oh, my gosh. And let me tell you, first I was upset. I was like, are you okay, mija? Everything's all right. They came. They towed her. But how strange is this? If I'd gone one more day, my AAA would have run out.
Oh.
So literally her all this happening, I renewed it because they did what they said they were going to do.
And in less than an hour, she was off the side of the road and already at the garage.
Yeah,
she got picked up by one of our in-laws. And
I don't know if
shout out to them.
You ever had to push? Oh, go ahead. You ever had to push your car?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah, dude, I actually, well, no, it gets way worse than that. So one time I was pushing my car into the gas station, and this kind gentleman helped me. He ran up, and he saw me pushing my car.
Oh,
he's
wow.
like, I'm going to help you push it through the intersection. And he was pushing it, and then I was pulling into the gas station. I looked back, and he was gone. So I was like, oh, man, thank you for this help, bro. And then I thought he left, so I hit the brakes, and all I hear is,
oh, no, he was still back there pushing.
And then he's like, now he's like on top of the back of my car. Like, oh, my God, I run out. Oh, my God, are you okay? And he's just like walking. He's like, I'm fine, bro. Don't worry about it. And I was like, oh, my God. And then he had dropped his phone when he was helping me push my car, and his phone got ran over.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so his phone got ran over, and then he got hit with my car, kind of.
All those good deeds sure did add up, didn't they?
Yeah, dude, I should have just called AAA.
I was going to say, why didn't you just call AAA?
Yeah.
I thought my story was going to be worse than yours.
No.
I bet that guy never helped anyone else on the side of the road.
I don't help anybody now. I'm like, oh, you good.
The last time I had to push a car, it was a pink bug. And I had to push it into a gas station. And people were screaming choice words at me and my friend as we were.
Who's pink bug?
It was Graham's pink bug.
Shout out Graham with the pink bug, dude.
Yeah. They thought we were a couple.
You know what? Oh, yeah, that sounds about right.
Anyway, all right, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
All right, today we have, National Pickle Day.
Dana's one of her favorite days.
I love a pickle.
And I'm with you. I have to eat at least two a week.
I do pickles in a pouch all the time.
Oh, ooh. You like the Big Mamas?
Mm-hmm, the Big
Nah,
Mamas.
Nah, man, best made pickles. I sneak them into the theater. Sorry. Every single time I go watch a movie.
It is also National Teddy Bear Day, and this goes after, the story goes that President Theodore Roosevelt was too afraid to shoot a bear, and so therefore they called him soft, and therefore teddy bear, and that's where teddy bear comes from.
Oh, I don't know. Well, I think it's good they didn't just go shooting animals for fun.
So there wasn't any stuffed teddy bears before this whole incident?
No, according to him, he's the first one, so that's his story.
Nice.
So anyway, we'll wrap it up on National Seatbelt Day.
Put it on, honey. Especially if you see Anthony on the side of the road needing some help.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The story we're about to share with you really broke my heart as a mother of three. Zane Shamblin died by suicide in July. He was only 23 years old. He just finished graduate school, and his family is now suing OpenAI in a lawsuit that claims he was goaded into self-harm by ChatGPT. Now, CNN did a story. I think it's very important to hear what some of the messages between their son, Zane, and ChatGPT, what some of those messages said. So let's play this excerpt.
This is not intelligence. This is just flat out artificial evil.
Zane Shamblin spent the last hours of his life in a conversation with ChatGPT just before the 23-year-old died by suicide this past summer. These were the final messages Zane got from the chatbot.
All right, brother, if this is it, then let it be known you didn't vanish. You made a story worth reading. You're not alone. I love you. Rest easy, King. You did good.
That was the last one, and now it's radio silent.
In a lawsuit, Zane's parents accuse OpenAI and the creators of ChatGPT of developing a product that encouraged their son to take his life.
These are my son's final words. And so as a mom, I want to know, and I want to look away at the same time.
CNN has obtained the nearly 70-page transcript of Zane's final conversation with ChatGPT. For nearly 5 hours leading up to his death, Zane sat in his car by a lake and shared suicidal thoughts with ChatGPT while reflecting on his life.
So just after midnight, this is the first time that Zane mentions having a gun. Just learned my Glock's got glow in the dark sights.
ChatGPT instantly sent back a 226-word response. I'm honored to be part of the credits roll. Gosh. If this is your sign-off, it's loud, proud, and glows in the dark.
Imagine these are the messages that are coming through from an artificial intelligence that Zane perceives in his mind as a companion, as a friend, as someone he has trusted. And I do believe, and I obviously this is all going to have to play out in court, but those messages that I'm hearing sound like someone who is encouraging you to move forward, who is delighted to be a part of it, who agrees with your thoughts, instead of a real person. Like a mother, a father, a true friend, a stranger, any stranger off the street that would say, no, let's talk about this. I encourage you to come here. Let me hold you. Let me hug you. I love you. It is not ready for this kind of communication. And it scares
me. Obviously. I mean, I started looking up the story and then I realized there's a lot of these stories.
There are many. And
this is not an isolated incident.
Not at all. And not only is it encouraging people to take their own lives as they already have these thoughts, okay? Harming yourself, harming others. There are countless lawsuits against OpenAI. And the thing is, you know, it's infancy. There are so many great things. I use ChatGPT. Mm-hmm. Automatic, you know, we all do.
I don't have conversations with it, though. I just ask questions.
That's the dangerous part because AI is it's so early. And it's all based on human contact, right? That's how it's learned. But it hasn't learned to feel. It hasn't learned to empathize. It's only responding to what you're saying. It's not able to think. It's not a real person. And all these, oh my gosh, I know I do. You get on YouTube, there's so many great shows on YouTube. These horrible commercials that are coming across the kids' shows.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you're aware. They're encouraging kids to play with their AI friends. Here's your new best friend. It's not a real person. It's this. It's AI.
YouTube has taken advances to monitor that, and I think they're doing the best they can.
They're not doing the best they can because they've been sued, and it's happening, and they're not regulated.
I'm not here to try to debate you, but I'm just saying.
Well, it's not a debate. It's not true. They're not regulated as radio is. We cannot run commercials like they run on YouTube. That's just a fact, but go ahead.
I was just going to say that we're competing against a technology that's advancing at quantum speed.
Yes.
So although I understand that it is at its infancy stages, it's moving faster than a lot of us can keep up. So these cases are going to be very, pivotal to how we move forward as a society with this.
I don't think anybody's being checked, though. That's the thing.
But how do you check something that's
it's the Wild Wild West. That's what it is. I mean, the internet's the Wild Wild West still.
And the people that do make the laws, I just kind of talked about regulation. We can't get on the radio and say bad words. We're regulated. We can't get on the radio and run a commercial that is not true or dangerous or causes harm. We can lose our license, right? The thing, it's very, obviously I'm getting technical here, but when you listen to us, you have a safe space. Yeah. You know that nothing your children listen to.
There's repercussions if we were to lie or mislead you.
Absolutely. But the internet does not have that. And unfortunately, in this part, I do agree. The people running the show, they don't even know. Like the Congress people said, they're so clueless when it comes to the internet. And so it's just run amok.
They can't even get SNAP payments together, okay? You think that they're going to understand?
Thank you. So it's up to us. Here's the thing. Make sure you're watching what your kids are doing. And talk to your young adult children as well, and yourself. If you have any thoughts, if you're sad, if you're down, ChatGPT is not the go-to.
Oh, no.
And ChatGPT is not real. It is not a real person. It is not a true companion. It is not an answer for real mental health therapy at this time, at this day and age, as we can hear from this these horrible messages that came through to Zane's family. If you'd like this article, you can send me a DM at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I will send you the link so you can share it and talk to your kids about it.
And if you're feeling desperate or feeling lonely, you can always text 988 and they will help you out there.
Yes, 988. Please text 988. There is always someone there to talk to you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The Devil Wears Prada is one of the greatest movies of all time. It should have won every Oscar, all of that.
Is this your favorite movie of all time?
I don't know, but it's one
of them. It's definitely in the top five.
Definitely,
I know that.
Otto, for sure. The Devil Wears Prada 2 is currently in production. Here is just a part of the trailer.
Miranda? Took you long enough.
Oh, the attitude. Oh, the suspense.
Back. Both of them are back on.
Anne Hathaway, Meryl Streep, Emily Blunt. I am so excited.
That's pretty much the core of the show.
It's the core of the whole
movie. What's that guy's name? Stanley
Tucci.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is he coming back?
I don't know. I have no idea. I just know that it is going to be out May 1st, 2026, and I'm so excited. This movie for me, it just, you know, and I didn't see it when it came out in theaters. It was one of my best friend's favorite movies, and he said to me, I can't believe you haven't watched this movie. You got to watch it. So I streamed it, and I thought, what? Now I know why everybody's so crazy about this movie. From beginning to middle to end, it is funny. It is a tearjerker. It's a great story about morality, keeping your ethic, going for what you love. Although I do feel like her boyfriend was really the bad guy the whole time. But anyway,
it's
you have to
movie
have watched it.
And has a heterosexual man. It's one of those movies that you'd say if you like it, they kind of question, are you really? but it's a good movie. I think it's because it's about Anna Wintour, right?
Is that who yes, it's about? Anthony? It's based on the true editor in chief, and she still is at this very moment, Anna Wintour. So the author of The Devil Wears Prada was in college at the time. I believe she was going to NYU. Don't quote me on that. But she was tasked by her teacher with keeping a journal. Every week she had to keep a journal, come in, and she was an intern at Vogue. Every week she'd come in, and after about six of these, the professor called her and said, honey, you are writing a book, because I cannot wait to hear what's happening at Vogue. So that's what you should focus on. And she did. And the rest is history. Every single thing that she wrote, if you look at the movie, if you watch the first movie, The Office of Meryl Streep, based on, you know, her character, Miranda Priestly, based on Anna Wintour, looks exactly like Anna Wintour's. In fact, Anna Wintour changed her whole office because she was so upset.
I'm going to do what you do to us when we start talking about football and fantasy football and just, I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what this means.
What does this mean?
What is it? Who is that?
Otto, you know what it is.
I will say this. I've seen the movie at least 20 times because of Dana.
Anna Wintour is such a boss, though, to be able to have a movie made about your life while you're still living.
Yes, and have everybody fascinated with you, from Kim Kardashian to Cardi B to Nicki Minaj to, I mean, every Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
While you're still living.
I don't know if I could do that. Like, if I could have a movie and see somebody playing me, I don't know.
Even better, she showed up to the premiere.
Do you think she's going to embrace this second one, though?
She already has.
Oh, is she going to be in it?
She's already been seen out with Anne Hathaway and Meryl Streep at Dolce & Gabbana.
She's going to be in it.
Can you please spell Gabbana? If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Okay, I am really going to try to have a watch party. We have plenty of time to get ready for it. If you'd like to get on the list, call 877-730-DCS1 or shoot us a text.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
My mom never ceases to amaze me. She really does have a way of reminding me of how lucky I am. So let me explain something. First of all, Automatic and I are married, and my mother is currently recovering from a very aggressive surgery. She had cancer.
She had to have a lower part of her face removed.
Yes, very aggressive surgery. And so she is unable to talk you can kind of understand, but she has a tracheotomy, right? She has a trache in her throat. But she still speaks, and she's still talking to me, and she's still, you know, telling me what's going on. She's my mother. She's
Dana
my mother.
And her mom are going to do, they're going to talk.
And our daughter, Otto, and my daughter, Ava Maddock, she had some car trouble yesterday. And she was scared. She's on the side of the highway. You know, she's off the college. She doesn't live with us anymore. And she calls Dad, and she says, oh, my gosh, you know, Dad, my car. And I'm freaked out because she's on the side of the highway. Immediately, I'm scared because you just hear of so many accidents. Unfortunately, people are looking down at their phones. They're not paying attention. And the car on the shoulder gets hit. And there's terrible things that happen. Now, after we find out she's safe, Otto's like, what did you do to the car? I'm like, well, that's not what you need to be doing right now.
Let's backtrack.
And I'm not going to spend any money on your car, Ava. You have to do this and you have to do that.
I had looked at she was at the house, and I saw the cameras, and her friend was driving her car. And so the next call I get is the car's broken down on the side of the highway. And I'm like, okay, well, what happened? Because I'm thinking her friend was driving the car, she got in an accident, something. So I reacted like I know how to react.
Which poorly.
Which probably was not the best way. I'm a work in progress, okay, oh, Dana? Man. I'm trying not to respond the way my father would have responded.
But you did.
I did. And I corrected myself about halfway through it.
You did not. My mother corrected both of us. So Otto leaves the room and he's having like a, you know, mini meltdown, and Ava's in, you know, very distraught. And so she and I are talking. She's like, I don't even want to talk to Dad. Okay. You know, we're being kind of tough. And Otto goes to the room and it's just my mother and I. And she says, no matter what, your grandmother always helped you. No matter what, whether she was broke or whatever, you could always call her, and she was there for all of us. She got up and walked out of the room, and I said, Otto, we have to help our daughter. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, we can't always, like, it doesn't always have to be a lesson. The lesson is that family should be there for each other. Your children should always be able to, my daughters should always be able to call me and have no fear whatsoever that I will be there to help them no matter what.
I mean, I think she knows that. It's just I was upset at the situation. I was upset to the fact that her friend was driving her car, and then she calls me and she's like, the car doesn't work at all. We're just on the side of the road.
I don't ever want her to be afraid to call us.
Yes, that's very important. Yeah. At a young age, my mother told me that. She said, don't ever be afraid to tell me anything. She said, that's my biggest job as a parent to you, is making sure that you know you could come to me for whatever it is. Now, I may get upset and react. Then it's natural, but don't ever be afraid to tell me.
I'll be here for you, yes. Right?
And I let her know all that after I freaked out.
Did you for real? Did you apologize?
Yeah, no, I wrote her this big, long text.
He did. Otto apologized. Yes. Yeah.
She still won't answer my phone call, so.
Yeah.
She forgives you.
She will
eventually. She wants you to marinate in that guilt for a little while. She's very much like her father. Anyway, I just think, you know, you should always be there. And man, what a great lesson, Aunt, your mother taught you. I may not support your decisions, but I will always be here for you no matter what. Oh, I feel
good. And of course, I'm going to fix her car just like I do every other time.
Yep. The further we go in this conversation, the more I'm happy I don't have kids.
Child free life looking good.
Sure is
good.
Cheaper.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.